Chapter 6, Elements of Success.
In the work of reform, teachers and students should cooperate, each working to the best advantage to make our schools such as God can approve. Unity of action is necessary to success. An army in battle would become confused and be defeated if the individual soldiers should move according to their own impulses instead of acting in harmony under the direction of a competent general. The soldiers of Christ also must act in harmony. A few converted souls uniting for one grand purpose under one head will achieve victories in every encounter. If there is disunion among those who claim to believe the truth, the world will conclude that this people cannot be of God because they are working against one another. When we are one with Christ, we shall be united among ourselves. Those who are not yoked up with Christ always pull the wrong way. They possess a temperament that belongs to man's carnal nature, and at the least excuse, passion is wide awake to meet passion. This causes a collision, and loud voices are heard in committee meetings, in board meetings, and in public assemblies opposing reform methods. Obedience to every word of God is another condition of success. Victories are not gained by ceremonies or display, but by simple obedience to the highest general, the Lord God of heaven. He who trusts in this leader will never know defeat. Defeat comes in depending on human methods, human inventions, and placing the divine secondary. Obedience was the lesson that the captain of the Lord's host sought to teach the vast armies of Israel, obedience in things in which they could see no success. When there is obedience to the voice of our leader, Christ will conduct his battles in ways that will surprise the greatest powers on earth. We are soldiers of Christ, and those who enlist in his army are expected to do difficult work, work which will tax their energies to the utmost. We must understand that a soldier's life is one of aggressive warfare, of perseverance and endurance. For Christ's sake, we are to endure trials. We are not engaged in mimic battles. We have to meet most powerful adversaries, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. See Ephesians 6, verse 12. We are to find our strength just where the early disciples found their strength. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Acts 1:14 and 4, verses 31 and 32.